Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Ooh, can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Ooh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All I do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to La Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. That's right. It's me, the PAB, that's chilling here this evening. And I am not rolling solo. Yes, folks, I want to give them the proper introduction. I got to do this right. It's been a minute. The man, the myth, the legend, the one and only DJ Sid, up in the building, live in effect. Where you at?
Oh, wow. I get the cue read. Excellent.
That's why I was procrastinating.
I know. That's a good one. I like it. Yeah, I'm back. It's not like I was going anywhere, but today made it seem like I was leaving. I'm not leaving. Ain't going anywhere. You'll keep the wheel fall.
Also, what is it? Uber producer that doesn't do anything.
Dude,
I think is dancing. Background. If
you know what? I don't want to see him dance ever.
I think he's actually trying to do this. Okay. Anyway, man, do this.
The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, you've been advised.
You know, if we start doing the syndicated version of the show, like major markets, we might have to actually take out the clean. We might actually have to clean this up.
Oh, yes, we would definitely have to clean it up. I think I can clean it up. You know what? I'm going to...
I'm not worried about me, man.
No, you're fine. It's me. I'm horrible.
Yes. Well, we'll probably do two different versions, I think. I think we'll probably do one for, obviously, the kiddies, if you want to call it that. And then we'll do the one for people who really know the deal. So.
Well, you know what? Let's, just for ha-ha's, let's see how far I can go without actually saying anything too vulgar this evening. I'm going to make a concentrated effort. I'm gonna try. This should be interesting, just for the heck of it. See,
I agree. This should be very interesting.
All right. But other than that, yes, people, we weren't with you for a week. All of our five listeners, good looking out. We are live right now.
Thank you for the email.
Yeah. People, actually, I was told last week people wanted to call in, which I was like, okay, I don't know why they wanted to call in. I have reason to believe certain people were under the influence of alcohol, which, much love. Me and Sid have been always surrounded by people under the influence of alcohol.
Always. Not really surprised. Oh, can we give a big shout out to Eric Adams, by the way?
Yes, I was gonna get there, man.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to think, you know, we didn't get a chance to say it on the live version because Eric
right.
was
my
Eric
man
was going in.
That's right, my man was wrestling on Saturday. That's right. He fought a good fight, but Brock was just too much for him. And Brock just whooped his behind.
Wow. Oh, Chris Brown fought too. Excellent. Was he on the undercard?
Yes, I think he was. I think it was Chris Breezy.
Hey, Deuce. Jesus. Deuce had the worst timing ever. Oh, Deuce.
Yeah, so we weren't with you guys for about a week. For two big reasons, I'll just be honest. One is we ain't trying to do this we're trying to do this on a regular basis, but...
We broke.
Yeah, that's basically it. And the other reason is, with me, let me clear the air. This is something I always tell Sid. When I feel we have a big, big show, I want to let it marinate with y'all. I want it to really hit y'all. You know what I mean? Like, when we had the Skills World show, and we had our boy One Nut. Yo, dude, we got to let that sit. That's a two-hour podcast, man. If you want to hear a good-for-nothing story about a group that didn't do shit, Dang it. Oh, I already screwed up.
Awesome.
Oh, that was the first one. Oh, man, we got to play. Wait, here, we'll play a card crush every time I screw up. Yeah, so like I was saying, a group that didn't do squat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If for 2 hours, yo, that's the show. That's the show to listen to. And then like go ahead.
I was about to say positive. The one thing that I liked is the footage that did not make it on the air.
Oh yeah, the lovely fun stuff. Oh man, we really talked about a lot of personal stuff. There was certain things. Are you talking about the first time we had him on the show? So,
yeah, well, absolutely. The first time when he just went in on Eminem and Dr. Dre, but
he went on a lot of females from our past too. Apparently, off air. So
yeah,
but don't get into that because you know what? Even though it's a tease, that's not a tease that we can follow through on.
No, that's something that will probably stay between me, you, and him, and whoever was listening in at the time.
And a little place
on. Deuce.
Deuce.
Forgot about that.
But, yeah, so basically we want to let the show sit for a minute. So Eric Adams, big up, like Sid said, to Eric who came through.
He's always welcome to be on the show anytime he likes.
Yeah, he's a regular. He's a character of the show, man. He is a friend of the show. To coin a phrase from another radio show, he is a friend of the show. We have we have three friends of the show. We have One Nut.
Yeah.
Who's been on twice now. We have Eric Adams, who's been on twice, and we have DJ Monk, who has been on technically twice, but I only really count once where, you know, it was...
Where he went in.
Where, yeah, he was really going in. The second time was the Max's Memphis Barbecue audio that we played about two shows ago.
Right.
It's there for you guys who want to listen to. It's only half an hour long. His you hear him a couple times in the background. I don't think he really got on mic at any point, so it is what it is.
We're also going to get Will on. I think that's going to happen, too. I think when we get Mr. Willie Will on, it's going to be pretty interesting.
Oh, it should be real interesting just to be talking. It should be real interesting because the hip-hop conversation at that point is really going to – like, it started taking off. You sense it. When we get certain people on the show, you sense it. You know what I mean? We had Nut on, and he started going in on Drake. He started going in on Eminem. He started talking about certain things. Even if we didn't agree, he went there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Monk also started to, so I know Will's definitely going to do that.
Will could go on for days. Okay. And I mean, there have been times when we were in college where we would talk about old school hip-hop and R&B, old-school R&B groups like Troop and stuff like that. And, yes, I made a Troop reference, people.
Troop.
And he used to have, and this was uncanny, Will had old tapes of Pump It Up with Dee Barnes on Fox. Now, if you don't know who she is, look it up. That's the woman who Dr. Dre beat up. That's totally another story altogether. Thank you. but yeah, he actually, you know, freshman year of college, I remember he used to have all these old tapes of Pump It Up and New York Hot Box, which is like a little video music box on ABC. So yeah,
man,
I just went through
crazy.
I'm getting an old reference. I'm sorry. I got to get out of that.
Well, no, man, you know what? This whole show, I said it best, man. I ain't trying to rip off Star and Buck, but we came on the show with the premise of hate it. We're going to be hating on stuff that we know it's suspect. You know what I mean?
Such as? I know that's a segue, but such as?
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful segue. Don't. No, I'm just saying, there's nothing particular to hate today. I mean, anything I got to hate today is the same old stuff that we've been hated on, like, you know, a bunch of suburban kids, you know, who refer to each other as son. Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean. You know, like that I seem to be surrounded by now where I live at, where I just want to walk to people and stick various painful wide items in orifices.
Wow.
You like how I went there, right?
I like that. We're
clean. I am winking at the mic as I speak.
Yeah, you're winking at Deuce. Who are you talking about?
Deuce ain't got no ass, man. I ain't want to deal with Deuce.
Wow. Sorry, Deuce. You know what? Maybe one day we'll call his girlfriend and her on air.
Man. But what's it called? The segue was talking about real hip hop. Because I know one of the things we talked about, one of the things I would have loved to talk about with one of the other guys, but the time is passing right now, is a track I played already twice on this show, which is a rarity, which is Robot by KRS-One and Buckshot. And I got to put it out there. If you are into hip-hop, go look for this song. I ran across a dude who hopefully I could get on the show one day, who had his own little hip-hop group, who went head up against Biggie on Stretch and Bobbito's radio show, when Biggie was still coming up, all right? I'm not even kidding you. I was speaking to homeboy face-to-face directly. Whatchamacallit, we're looking to get him. I'm looking to get him through. Either way, we were talking. He didn't know about the song.
Oh, really?
He had no clue about the song. So I was like, oh, wow, man. I was like, yo, man, you don't know what you're missing. You really don't know what you're missing. I had to put him on. He was like, yo, I got to go look for that. You know, I was like, you got to look for it. It's a hot song. It's a song that deserves to get airplay on the hip-hop stations. But probably, I think the only people that are going to be giving it love right now are the DJs. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
the big shows.
There's a video out for it, too.
Yes, there is a video.
So, if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, as a matter of fact, we've thrown Auto-Tune under the bus already.
Yeah.
Numerous times. And if you don't know, go to the archives on the show, and we just go in on it.
Mm-hmm.
The video for this is actually, everybody bumped the duck Auto-Tune because it's Jay-Z and he's hot, whatever. But this kind of puts the point in check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and it's rarity that you do play the same joint twice.
Yeah, and I played it twice. Man, somebody has to give this joint love. Even with our little measly fan base, somebody's got it. You know what I mean? Those that can will. You know what I mean? And we can, so we're gonna. You know what I mean? So the video I thought is good. They give props to Roger Taubman on top of it.
Which is great, yeah.
And it's done by a legend. I'm gonna call the man a legend. KRS-One's in it, you know what I mean? Buckshot is one of the flag wavers of real hip hop.
I think one of the flag wavers of posse group hip hop as well.
You know what I mean? And independent hip hop.
Yeah,
absolutely. Real independent hip hop. And the song and the video, it's starting to get more attention now that the video hit the net. And because the video hit the net, now, of course, you're going to get a lot of compare and contrast to Jay-Z's DOA. All right. And, yes, I'm going to try to segue this into two different things.
Oh, boy.
Not that I'm going to succeed. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But, no, like, follow me here, man. One thing is the reaction it's getting, because people are comparing it to DOA, and then those that don't know any better are automatically saying, you know, it's now following Jay-Z's DOA. When the video and the song were done before DOA hit the radio, the mainstream.
Right, that's correct.
All right. The video just happened to have gotten released after. So
a little bit after, yeah.
And I think in the video they took a jab at him, you know, with it, the real DOA or something like that at the end of the video. Forgive me. I'm trying to collect my thoughts here, man. Y'all got to forgive me also. I'm playing the role of a single dad, so y'all forgive me. I got to beyond Deuce up my ass, I got a 7-year-old up my ass. So,
okay.
But like I was saying, so, yeah, the video came out. A lot of people are comparing it to DOA. And it's garnered a reaction. YouTube, and any board that's posting the video that's taking comments, there it's garnering a reaction. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm a mess right now, man. Oof. So, either way, the best thing I read, and today all of today talking about the video, had to be on Misinfo's site. Some dude actually went in and started talking about real hip-hop music.
Yeah.
All right? And this is what I'm gonna try to pick apart his paragraph. All right, and this I think sets the tone for this show perfectly, all right? This is what we are about. At least this is what I think we're about. Real hip hop music is music that's created to go against commercialism. All right. What this dude is saying is, when hip hop was started, It was a response to disco. It was an urban response to disco. All right? It came out of primarily the projects and the hoods. You know, it was a form of representation for a group of people that weren't being represented on a musical level at that time. Like, I would dare say the 60s and the 70s, you had James Brown, and you had, a lot of black power and R&B, old-school R&B stuff. But then it was the middle ground where disco really just ran over everything, and then, the new wave was starting to come in. So then you had hip-hop, and hip-hop came from the streets. And they played, they created their own rules. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Somewhere in the last 15 years, it crossed over and it's went from being the minority to the majority. It's
Thank
went
you, Hammer.
I think. Okay. And
sorry.
Nah, it's cool. As long as you're not calling me Hammer, we straight. So the issue here lies with not the issue, but the point that I read was that's what the dude's saying. So when he said that, I was like, you know what? He's right. People forget about that. I mean, again, everybody has their own opinions about what real hip-hop is. That, I believe, is a very good idea of what real hip-hop is. Meant to reflect and represent the poor, not necessarily black, but, you know, people who are striving. It's to be a voice of a people that don't have a voice. And what he pointed out was Soulja Boy, one of our favorite targets here. He said, Soulja Boy's not doing hip-hop. I think we agree with that.
Absolutely.
I think we definitely agree with, say, Soulja Boy is not doing hip-hop. And you know what? Real quick thing. My boy Jay out in PA, if you come and try to tell me Soulja Boy is doing hip-hop, someone needs to run over your dog. Just want to say that. Anyway. Wow. All right, I got to say that, all right? I got love for my boy, but if he comes at me when Soulja Boy is representing hip-hop, you're not living right, all right?
Before you even go in there, I think Soulja Boy represents call-and-response hip-hop.
Well,
early days, but I don't think he represents the genre as a whole.
All right, check this out. This dude used Soulja Boy as an example. And this is how he said it, and I thought this hit the nail on the head. And he didn't, and he made it. You know, he just specified Soulja Boy as an example, but Soulja Boy is not the only one. Okay.
Okay.
Because he's purposely doing mainstream music. He's purposely trying to make music that spreads out like that. He's really just creating a fast food element of hip hop. All right. And. The way the dude explained it is that it's basically new age disco. That's what the dude, that's an exact quote. He referred to it as new age disco, saying it's music made to dance to. It's music made for a mainstream audience. It's made with a mainstream audience in mind. Okay? It's
right.
Not made with an artist trying to explain himself. It's made specifically for that audience. It's made for those Jersey Shore chicks.
Wow.
Who always have to have something wet in their mouth. A wet,
wow.
Stiff one.
Oh.
Whether it's 160 proof or otherwise.
Wow. Whoa. Whoa.
And it's made for them. It's made for Ronkonkoma. Those that sweat. Those that come from BK. It's made... for people out of state, Red Hook, those that can't get enough of KC and the Sunshine Band, even though KC was repping the real. KC was a dope white boy, but there's a lot of people who tried to ride that ghetto pass in. All right? And basically my boy said it, Soulja Boy is like new age disco, where he's making music to dance to. He's making music for a mainstream audience. That's what disco was.
You just aired out half of the entire audience.
I love the half of the entire audience, but it is what it is. I said, yo, we got to remember, keep your eyes on the prize. Dang it. Keep your eyes on the prize, Sid. Yo, Sid, brother, I got to make sure I gotta be, we getting too comfortable. I gotta be sure. Brother, we're not trying to take, we're not trying to walk around with a hay bag and take in some tourists around Central Park. We're not about that.
No.
No, we are the Rizzo rats up in here, brother. If this is the Muppet Show, we are the Rizzo rats up in here.
Oh, my God.
Or at least we're the two cranky old men in the booth picking at everybody else. We're one or the other. I can't remember that. Gosser and Mortimer or whatever. No, yeah. Gosser and Mortimer were trading places. See, I'm all confused right now, man. But,
dude,
either way, this is what...
Dude, that was the perfect time to hit him with to tell him why you had some. Yeah, no, well, thanks anyway.
I know. But I think we're having problems with the boards today because I know I'm having problems. So I'm willing to bet Deuce is having issues. But either way, just like I was saying, my man was making the point that hip-hop, real hip-hop, was created to represent a genre of people who are not there. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But hold on. Looks like we got a phone call. I'm scared to actually answer this, my man. But let's see what's up, all right? Hold on, caller. We're about to get to you. It's been a minute since we've actually used these phone lines, and we have computer issues.
And if you need it, it's 1-800-223-9797.
Oh, God, here we go. Anyway, you are on the air, my man. Who is calling?
Yo.
Oh, my God. We know who it is.
Yeah, I know who it is.
We know who it is.
Yeah, it's me. What's up, bitches?
Oh, it's my
why didn't you contact any of us if you wanted to come on?
I was ironing my shirts for the next couple of days, and I thought of you guys. What can I say?
That's a lie.
I ironed
my shirts with my new iron. Feel good.
What a callback. Oh, my God. My man got a Westinghouse, and he's straight.
I got the good shit. I got the Rowenta and Bed Bath & Beyond. That's right.
Wow.
I'm doing it.
We are some old ass hip hop dudes on this show.
All right. Pop, just in case of those people who do not know who the caller is, you want to fill them in?
Yeah, this is on his third appearance.
That's right.
Only man to have three appearances now.
Who were you?
My man, Nut, aka formerly known as One Nut.
Man, just
he is coming through.
Yes, I'm here.
He's just
What were you guys talking about?
Well, no, I was just going in. I was really going in on.
All right. No, pause. I got this one for you. He was airing out the Blanquitos who try to listen to real hip hop that counted as Soulja Boy.
Say that again, Soulja Boy, real hip hop? That doesn't happen, right?
I think he was just airing out people that listen to it, yeah.
I make money. Oh.
Well, no, not even Soulja Boy, man. You know what it is? I was talking about real hip-hop, because KRS-One and Buckshot got this joint out called Robot, which kind of goes at auto-tune, but at the same point also makes a point about originality, reminds people about biting, you know what I mean? That you're not supposed to be a biter in hip-hop. Unfortunately, that rule's been thrown out the window. And I started talking about how they're still representing a form of hip. They're representing, I think, a true school of hip-hop, the stuff that we all grew up on, all right? The stuff that we're talking about on this show. And I came across in reading all these comments, because since that video for that song hit, the comment sections, wherever that video is, you get a mixed bag. You got people comparing it to Jay-Z's DOA, and then you got other people.
What song was this?
It's called Robot by KRS-One and Buckshot.
Okay, so these are real MCs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right? But the video hit about a week ago, and internet-wise, for hip-hop nerds like myself, it's generated a lot of conversation. You know what I mean? And in reading all of these comments, I came across one where someone basically broke down the definition of what they felt was real hip-hop, being that all you got to look at the origins of where it was created and why, and under the conditions, where it came up during the disco era. It came up representing the urban people, you know what I mean? People from the ghettos, people from the hoods. And it came up against commercialism. It came up not part of the mainstream. You know what I mean? It was making music from the heart. And now over the last 10 to 15 years now, you have a lot of acts out there that have now went back to that disco formula under the guise of hip-hop. This is what this, the point. I'm trying to, like, wrap up the point of what this guy was saying, where he was almost calling, he called it New Age Disco. He said, basically, disco, they were making songs to specifically dance to and that were catered to the radio.
Yeah.
Okay?
I agree with that.
He said, he used Soulja Boy as an example, but specified that he's not the only one, he's one of many, that basically aren't doing it for the art. They really are not coming off like they're trying to do it for themselves. They're doing it to sell records, be part of the mainstream, and something that you can dance to. Now, if that's what it is, you know, all respect, but it's not hip-hop. That's not what hip-hop is about or should be about. And that was the point he was making.
Now you're treading into dangerous waters. So you're basically saying hip-hop is just one thing specifically. Although I tend
to... He was saying real hip-hop. Real hip-hop.
What is... Okay. It's hard. That's like saying that...
We got to keep it clean tonight. Keep you talking about it's hard.
Okay, that's like saying that who's a popular rock band that Fall Out Boy. I hate Fall Out Boy, by the way. Okay, that Fall Out Boy is not a rock band because they can't compare to the Rolling Stones.
Okay,
that's what you're just saying. I mean, I tend to think that there is the lost art of being a good MC, which is a hell of a lot different than being a halfway decent rapper or a decent performer. Now, remember this too, a key element to hip-hop in real quote-unquote hip-hop is the element of entertainment, the dancing, right? Because when you see VH1 and when you see any of these old school shows, everyone's always talking about the dancing, the break dancing, the moves, the showmanship.
Oh, yeah, they were having fun. I mean, it ain't no shit. Big Daddy Kane got busy.
All right, and so did Kool Moe Dee, but Kool Moe Dee was not anywhere near the MC that, LL Cool J was or Ebo. Actually,
obviously,
I take that back. He wasn't. He was decent. I mean, he could throw. He could kill Soulja Boy. You know what I mean? If I wanted to make comparisons, but you know, I don't know. I mean, and I think that Soulja Boy is an interesting case because he is a kid, right? He's a kid, and I was also just channel surfing through MTV, and these two new kids who have this song Jerk. Have you heard that?
Oh Lord! Now I haven't heard the song. Sid?
I haven't heard it either.
Sid,
you haven't heard this song?
No, I'm not using it.
Okay. Well, anyway,
I heard of the song because I know there's a new dance with
it. That's right, and it's called The Jerk. And these two kids. Okay, I swear to God, I'm thinking to myself, wait, didn't I just grow up with Criss Cross? You know, it's kind of like that. But
yeah, we go through that. Every generation goes through that.
That's right. And let's be real here. We're in like the third, fourth generation of hip hop, right?
Or that we're in?
Huh? That we're in right now.
Okay. Oh yeah, I would say probably about like probably about like fourth generation. If I had to classify it, I would say fourth.
Yeah, I mean,
at this point in the game,
the third began with the death of Biggie and Tupac and the emergence of Jay-Z and
I mean, like the Puffy era, the shiny suit era.
Well,
I don't think it counts as that.
Third.
So. I think Puffy. Hey, put it this way: if it weren't for Puffy, there would be no Soulja Boy, right?
That's
if
true.
You think of it that way, because Puffy ain't got no talent except for being a some way halfway decent producer with a sample.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like. As I'm just saying, man, if we had to classify the third era, just me, I'm just saying, you got to figure it with the death of Biggie and Pac, that was probably the end of the second.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I think we're part of the second than anything else.
That what happened?
I think we're part of the second than anything else.
We're part
mm-hmm.
of the second and part of the third, if you ask me, because I would say we probably all got disenfranchised around 2000, 2001. I know I did.
I mean, look, man, I was listening to a song the other day, and I think I actually mentioned it on Sid's Twitter page. It's Mr. Me Too from The Clips. Have you heard? You've heard of it.
Yes.
I know you've got it before.
The Clips.
Also, this other song called Trill from Hell Hath No Fury.
Okay.
These guys are rolling with Pharrell Williams, right, who is by far you know, flamboyant and all this other stuff. And, you know, let's put it this way. If you just saw him walking down the street wearing the shit that he wears in the Bronx or Harlem or wherever, and no one knew who he was, he would get punked out because people would think this guy was weird. But he's been such a huge influence on rap in general from the third to the fourth generation that he can be that diverse with regards to producing and being the forefront of this group of the clips, which is, I mean, to be perfectly honest, they are balls out awesome. I fucking love the clips. And then he could go on some shit with this his own group, Nerd, which sucks. You know? I don't know, man. I don't know what real hip-hop is. That's what I'm trying to say. There's so much diversity.
I mean, everybody has. Well, I probably didn't specify this in talking to you, but I know I did specify it when I first started bringing it up. I said to me and what I feel probably would represent the idea of the show in general, like where we're coming from, like me and Sid at least, is what that dude was saying, like how we're looking at it. You know what I mean? Because point blank, huh?
Sorry, I have my nerds for a moment again.
So whatchamacallit, man, you go over there and talk to John Goodman. We'll be all right. And Marcy Darcy. Basically, like, I just felt that dude's impression. I mean, the debate about what's real hip-hop does fluctuate. It is a conversation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you will get a lot of different opinions. My opinion of real hip-hop, you know, like, some people, it also, before I go any further, I got to be fair. And I ain't trying to be that fair anymore, but I'm going to be fair.
Wow.
That I know it also depends on how you grew up or how you came up into hip-hop, how you discovered it, what you listened to in it. You know what I mean? Like to be fair also, there's a lot of thugs, there's a lot of hardcore dudes that aren't trying to hear Kanye, that aren't trying to hear, like, unless it has a ton of gunplay, unless it's somebody like Menino, unless it's a crew like Mobb Deep, they're not checking for it. Unless it's Dipset, they're not checking for it. You know what I mean? Like, unless they flood the mixtape market, they're not checking for it. You know what I mean? They don't. Artists that I know we all probably feel, they're not checking for it. Like, there are dudes out there that are not going to check for Duck Down. You know what I mean? But we feel. You know what I mean? But they'll check for Mobb Deep. You know, so obviously their definition of what real hip-hop is going to be different than what ours is. Yeah, I mean, it's two ends of the spectrum.
They're trying to see, they have a totally different definition of what real is in this whole equation. You're saying authentic, right?
Yeah, I'm saying authentic. Like, my thing authentic is, you know, just digging in the crates. It helps if you know some of your history. It helps if you have at least an appreciation of it. You don't have to answer a trivia contest, but it helps if you show some appreciation.
Yeah.
And it helps if I, as a listener, feel like you're coming authentic, like you're trying to say something hot, but that is also coming from the heart, that you're not trying to do something purely to make money. The whole, you know, like basically the Vanilla Ice type of scenario where you're coming in looking to take advantage of a scenario and make as much money as you can, and you're not being real with yourself. You're not being real with yourself to begin with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're coming
now,
in to make your money in fact.
They are being real with themselves, because if that's their ultimate goal, then they're wearing it on their sleeve. Do you think Soulja Boy's eating diamond cereal because he wants to be a real MC? Hell no. He's about talking about one thing, money, and that's it. You know? I mean, I'm not defending him by any means. I just think that, you know, you tread into the, I think it's, you know, what was I going to say? Shit. Sid, help me out. I don't know, man. I just think that the lost art of emceeing is what I miss most, you know, and when you have a beat and you have a lyric or you have or an MC that just makes my mouth fucking go watery. Like, I know this song's old, but like, that Ghostface Killah track off of Fish Scale called Be Easy. I mean,
yeah,
fucking dope, man.
If it's something that can make you, if it's something that can make you nod, but can make you hit the rewind button.
That's how you know we're old, the rewind button. on the walk.
And the rewind button exists, goddammit. It still exists. It's just on, it's on an iPod.
You just have to hold it down.
Huh? Press it and hold it down?
Yeah, man, it's still there, damn it. They use the same icon, all right? But,
well, like,
yeah, man, but that's all.
You drag it back.
That's all the same. I mean,
yeah, but that's another difference, though.
Huh?
Nobody goes back and rewinds to the lyrics. They just go to the next song or go back to the next song and hear it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, I'll be fair. I want to hate. I just want to ignorantly say no and boot you off the phone for those comments about Soulja Boy bordering. I can't think of the word I want to say.
Why not?
My heart's breaking when I know you're not defending the guy. I know you're not defending Soulja Boy, but when you say those comments, it's just like, but you create an argument for you. You're playing devil's advocate, man.
I am playing devil's advocate. Because
this ain't that kind of show, man.
Oh, I forgot.
Man, if I might have to put you on timeout. If there was a timeout, I'd put you in timeout. But no.
Relax.
But, no. But I'm just saying, man. But I'm just saying, like, the whole thing, I understand it. And to be fair, I mean, I just want...
Soulja Boy sucks. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Yeah.
He sucks as a rapper, but he's making money as an entertainer.
Yes, he is an entertainer.
He's a rap entertainer. I wouldn't even call... I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, there's these people who try to separate rap and hip-hop, and I think that's just such an artificial argument. I mean, first of all, I don't think the argument makes any sense at all, you know?
Well, damn it, this is that place, because we separate rap and hip-hop.
Rap and hip-hop are the same thing. If you're MC, you're rapping, right? You don't MC.
Well, I don't know what Sid rolls with. I know I roll with the premise, the KRS theory of as crazy as that old Negro is, I do agree with rap is something you do, hip hop is something you live.
Right.
Is the culture you represent. Anybody can rap. Ed McMahon rapped before he died.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
That's all you need.
Anybody can rap. But can you truly represent the culture and be accepted of it? You know what I mean? Vanilla Ice rapped.
Just hold on.
Third base was hip hop.
Soulja Boy is accepted. He is accepted. He's not accepted.
He is accepted because this is where I was going before I forgot where the hell I was going. Was that, yes, I got my Al Sharpton popping. To be fair, dudes like Soulja Boy always existed, all right? Dudes like Soulja Boy always existed. But the thing also, though, was that a lot of the outlets that represented for the culture, all right, a lot of the mainstream outlets, the outlets for the videos and the radio stations and the magazines also made an effort to be more well-rounded. You know what I mean? We had the luxury of coming up in an era where you can listen to Wu-Tang Clan,
yep,
listen to Mobb Deep's first album, then go and listen to A Tribe Called Quest, then go bump Common, come back around, bump Ice Cube, then check out Outkast on the come up. Hell, just for a goof, go listen to Crucial Conflict.
Whoa.
And you were straight. You know what I mean? And
and the Alcoholics.
I can never front on the Alcoholics. As a matter of fact, they're touring again. They got back together just to tour. But
Exhibit, though.
Well, Exhibit was a part of the
Liquid Crew. I know.
But let's be exact, man. Yo, don't sleep, Sid. You're representing the show. You represent. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I know.
But either way, my point is, as much as I want to hear the Soulja Boy, those guys always. I will be fair and say those cats always existed. But the outlets that played the hip hop, that exposed it, started becoming narrower and narrower in regards to what they play. Like the people that are in control of it are also controlling what does get played. You know what I mean? So then now you got more stations that are quick to jump on whatever ringtone is hot, whatever new Flo Rida joint, Soulja Boy joint, Lil Wayne joint, and then whatever got you doing the stanky leg or the jerk And they're straight. They're not checking out nobody else.
The stinky leg. Dude, the stinky. Is that what that is? I never understood what that was. That's
I never did either.
What, the stinky leg?
That's right, everybody out there. There's a hip-hop dance called the stinky leg.
Yes. And I can tell you, on a boat ride, people were actually doing it.
Yo, man, is it me? The stinky leg, to me, looked like when you went to the dance, the neighborhood dance at the school auditorium, and you had that uncle that would get hammered and get up and try to dance with a bum knee. That's all it reminds me of.
I never had any of those dances.
I've been to a couple of them. Matter of fact, I'm invited to one soon. I'm almost tempted to go for the stories.
Well, this time you get to go as the chaperone, not as the...
Here's a quick question. What do you guys think of Drake?
Drake.
He's
from Degrassi?
Yeah, the dude who signed Young Money. Huh?
I don't like the video for Every Girl. I actually hate it.
I co-sign that.
The one with all the chicks coming out of the thing?
I co-sign. I don't like the video.
Okay, I think that's sending out a wrong message. As a matter of fact, the best I ever had video stinks. Stinks. For a ton of different reasons. One, Kanye directed it. That's the first.
I will take another stance where I was expecting more from Kanye.
Okay, no.
I expected
Kanye
the exact
knows
thing.
He signs the checks, and it's big boobies.
Exactly. He just played
for high speed.
He
was high speed big boobies. High speed camera.
The video does not go along with the song.
I think he could have done more with that song.
No, that song could have been actually. I could have probably filmed it better than Kanye could possibly ever could.
I'm sorry, but then again, like I said, you know what? I'm going to be fair. I guess I'm the asshole because I grew up in the era of videos when you got a song talking about the best I ever had. You got a dude kicking it through a girl. Even if he was kicking it through a different girl, I mean, hell, even Jay-Z was kicking it to different women and girls, but at least it was a running theme in the goddamn thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but he was talking about the different girls.
You know what I mean? Best I ever had, I was expecting more. He could have done a hell of a lot more. What the storyboard of that thing?
More. Seriously.
He could have done more. Be creative, guys. More creative
hold
than
hold
Kanye.
Did you ever hear of the old adage KISS? It's an acronym that stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid.
Stupid.
That is exactly what he did. This video was about Drake and one other thing, or two other things, or many other jiggly things, whichever you want to.
All right.
Whatever.
So
you know,
tell me the theme. Tell me the theme for the song. The song itself.
The theme for the song. He's talking to a girl about blah, blah, blah. I mean, the song ain't all that great, to be perfectly honest, but...
Yeah, but what's the teacher of the video? TNA.
Of course.
The theme of the video is like TNA.
Of course.
It has nothing to do with that song. Nothing.
How else are you going to promote a mediocre rapper? How else are you going to do it?
Canadian rapper? Cardinal Official did very well for himself.
I will say this.
Cardinal
Official and another Canadian MC.
Joe Crates, Chuck Clare.
Canadian?
Yeah,
Canadian. Drake is Canadian. That's the point.
That's all you need to know.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, Drake, with me right now, the verdict is out on Drake because I haven't heard enough of his stuff to warrant saying, you know, he's the harbinger of death or
second
coming.
I think that's totally different. That's a totally different topic.
I've heard one song that I know the best I ever had. I know he has a bunch of other stuff. I'll be fair. I've heard two songs from him, okay? Best I Ever Had, and then I heard another joint he did with two other MCs. He did an underground joint, all right? And the underground joint I'm loving a lot. I'm feeling it, all right? I can't think of the name right now.
Wait, you've never heard Successfully yet with Trey Songz?
Who, me or
any of you?
No.
Okay. That's actually not a bad joint either.
See, I heard a joint with him and Fonte from Little Brother.
From Little Brother, right.
On a track produced by Ninth Wonder and the joint's hot. All right.
Yeah, that was done on a. They premiered it. I was listening to it on Premiere Show last week, as a matter of fact.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. The verdict for me on Drake as an artist is still out, okay? He has a huge leadoff single, has a huge female following. But I stand on the idea that based on that song, the idea that I had run into my head during that song and what I saw,
it was totally different.
It was not, no. Luke would have done something better.
Yeah, I agree.
I said
Luke,
it.
It would have been,
if Luke
made that video, it would have been like, it would have been on Fast Forward, but the same thing would have happened.
Come on, baby. Let's get crazy. Let's get done.
I'm just saying, fine, Kanye could say TNA sells and all this other stuff, but you know what? When the fan base, most of the fan base is female. So you're going to put a ton of TNA in the video when his fan base has been majority female?
Yeah.
That's just backward ass thinking, all right? Just on a business level, on a creative level. And Kanye, really, if there's anything that hits Kanye's ego, it's creativity. Like, he swears he's creative and this, that, and the third,
yeah,
right?
This wasn't creative.
This wasn't. This was not. This was a paint by the numbers. This was a caricature.
I agree.
All right?
That.
This was a stereotype. And I thought for a dude coming out the box, who already has probably the biggest hype around him since 50 Cent.
No.
I'm not trying to go into that debate. I'm just saying the one thing that can't be debated. I'm not saying he has 50 Cent heat. I'm saying, though, the most hype out the box coming from, from the mixtapes and nowhere and guest appearances.
Well, no, one's done by the record company. The other one's done by himself. So,
all right.
I think definitely I kind of agree with him, Shifty, when he makes that point.
But
most is done all by himself.
But my
Drake
point
was done by Sylvia Rhone.
Okay. But my point remains is, though, that he has the most hype.
Yeah.
As a rookie, okay? As a rookie.
Was 50 Cent really a rookie? He was on the mixtape scene for a long time.
He had an album that got shelved and he didn't get heard for like 3 years.
On Columbia. Well, not that it's ever getting sold, but there's copies out there.
Yeah.
Which is a fantastic album. It is a really good album.
Hell, I think this is 50.com. He has it somewhere on there as a free download now.
Yeah, actually, it's a really good album. The very first one that never got released is an excellent album from beginning to end.
Wow.
But my point is, Drake, the verdict's still out on me. I don't agree with the video. I think they could have did a lot more, and with doing a lot more, they could have got more spins. That's me. I think straight up, all you got to do is re-edit like two or three scenes, and that son of a bitch is right on BET Uncut if that show's even still on.
No, it's not. Make up or break a video? No.
106 and far.
Let's see. Rap City? No. That's off the air, too. Yeah.
And also, I was going to transition to something, though. Jay-Z. Jay-Z, right now, I don't know if you know this nut, Jay-Z got all kinds of hate being thrown at him. Jay-Z, who is the Game? Game's going at Jay. KRS and Buckshot have been, I don't know if they're trying to pop something, but they're definitely trying to make a point. I've been hearing them poke holes at Jay-Z, certain ironic things that seems to happen around Jay-Z when Jay-Z gets an album out. Hell, Jay-Z, I think one of his old business associates, one of the people that he came up with in the game, like one of the hood dudes,
mm-hmm.
one of the dudes that had his back, on a street level, who, when Jay-Z was coming up, helped him out. Is it Ty? I don't forgot which one.
I don't think it is.
It's the other dude that went to jail right after Reasonable Doubt, came out, and then nothing.
Oh.
Like, Jay-Z's getting called.
Big fat dude. I know he's.
I don't know who. Jay-Z's getting. I find it really ironic that at the same time Jay-Z comes out with DOA, he gets a lot of praise, then automatically, boom, KRS-One and Buckshot, though not straight up attacking them. I do know, I've heard two interviews now with them, hyping up, their upcoming album, and they're right now, they're on also Rock the Bells, and they brought up certain ironies, you know what I mean?
right, but put it like this too.
Like what?
In certain ways.
Well, point. Black Moon came out with this joint like 6 months. 6 months ahead of Jay-Z. Jay-Z had what the hell was the song? Said the Black Moon's joint was Stay Real.
Right.
And then Jay-Z had what was it? Was it Public Service Announcement?
Well, that was during the Black Album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably it's PSA.
Yeah, that Black Moon came out with their lead off single for the Total Eclipse album, which was called Stay Real, and it has the exact same beat, the exact
same sample.
Yeah. It was 6 months ahead of Jay's. All of a sudden, Jay uses it. Jay's single is the one that blows up. I forgot. Buck pointed out something else, and now the DOA thing came out, and Buck didn't straight up say he was biting or didn't say anything like that, but he did bring up that it is kind of ironic. And one of the things we've heard countlessly, Cameron was the one that really flamed this one up a couple years ago, was that Jay-Z has bitten lines and stuff, and a lot of times it's in tribute, but you're not supposed to be a biter like that. You're not supposed to bite. If you came up like the way he came up, the rule was no biting allowed.
Yeah, but put it like this. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Regardless of the legendary...
Damn it, that's racist. That's racist.
Whatever.
Spade can't talk.
Let's call it what it is. All right? Who are... cares when a Buckshot to even throw that out there. Figure-wise? Yeah, sales figure.
Well, I would say Karis One's a legend, but
yeah.
He's a legend. I'm not doubting their status in the game.
Yeah.
I'm doubting sales figure-wise, they don't really have enough polling authority to make that comment.
Now, what comment? I think I missed this again. What comment did they make exactly? Did they did they call out Jay-Z for DOA or something? That's the gist I'm getting from you guys. Because I'm slow.
Oh no, they didn't. They did not. There's a lot of strong
insinuations.
Yeah, there's a whole lot. The point. Let me see. Buckshot was on Pete Rosenberg's show. A dude out here. A dude who's repping underground hip hop right now.
Yes.
Yeah, and
he
brought it. He was talking to him, and they were bringing up how it's kind of ironic that DOA came out, and it's getting all this airplay. They had Robot. They started rotating Robot and putting it out there two months prior to DOA, and they were already bringing up everything. They were bringing up Auto-Tune. They were bringing up Biting. They were bringing up all the stuff, and. How certain DJs and stuff are straight up playing them. Like, you know, like, oh, no, y'all underground. No, we're going to go with Jay, you know? And how
that's
Jay just kind of ran with it.
Fault. That's not Jay-Z's fault. That's who are these DJs?
But the thing is, but this is the thing, though. It's not the first time. Now, see, if it was the only reason why it would hold weight, all right, only reason why it would hold weight in my eyes is one is coming from Buckshot. Buckshot 2... don't too often come out like that, all right? Not Buck. Other members of the boot camp do, but not Buck, all right? And then on second, it's not the first time something like that has happened. You know what I mean? So does the old saying, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, does that rule apply now? If it's happened more, if there's certain things that have happened that make you wonder, maybe there is something going on. Maybe there is somebody right now, you know, playing both sides. You know what I mean? And because Jay has more pull and more money and more everything else, he's looking like the big dog. It's playing out. Yo, man, it's playing out like a Lifetime movie or a made-for-Disney movie. Pick, make your pick.
You know, I see where Sid is coming from. Because I think Sid's right here, though, because no offense, but I mean, if you are going to call a spade, then judge the tracks based off of their merits first, and not off of past things. Jay-Z does need to release DOA in order for the Blueprint 3 to sell, right?
Yeah.
He didn't even need to release that as a single for it to sell. He was, if anything, he's aligning himself with the guys like Buckshot and KRS-One who would be against that type of thing. So who is Buckshot to say, I don't want Jay-Z on our bandwagon? I think that sounds like jealousy to me because all of a sudden they stop getting played. when Jay-Z came up with his shit. What did they expect, though? What did they expect? Whenever Jay-Z releases an album, it's a big deal because he's one of the only legitimate MCs out there still. And he just so happens to be a billionaire who still has the street cred. He's the only dude who could fucking own a piece of the New Jersey goddamn Nets and still be fucking on the streets. No one would think twice or call him a sellout or anything like that. So who is Buckshot to say anything, right? I think that's
you know what? I wouldn't even put it, man. See, I'm just trying to look at it. I'm looking at it from the perspective of, like, have you ever, I've definitely been in situations where you can feel like you're being played. Like if you've been working and busting your ass and trying to do everything right, and then all of a sudden you feel like someone took your shit and ran with it. You
Why
know what I mean?
The
like,
hell
just straight up.
AZ? What? Look, no offense here, but again, going back to what Sid has said, he so far leads ahead of Buckshot and KRS-One as far as notoriety and everything like that. Why would he have to go back to them and steal any of their shit? I mean, I'm actually going to take, you know, I'm going to let y'all continue this because I want to listen to this song now and, like, judge for myself because if I don't hear a horn or a guitar string.
No, see, no, wait, but wait, you're judging it already by the wrong.
I don't know why.
It's the concept. It's the concept.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. So just because Jay-Z.
No.
Yeah, it's not the music. It's not the music at all. It's two different. I'll put it like this. The Jay-Z track on a whole DOA is dope. I have never. I. You guys know, and people who know me know I think that joint is dope. I'm not shitting on that joint. All right. You know, anything we're talking about now is strictly just for conversation and debate. All right.
Doesn't mean
I think the track is whack. But. It bumps for a different reason. The Jay-Z joint bumps for a different reason. That instrumental is sick. No ID, the producer of that track, Kate, is just reminding people of history, goddammit.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the robot joint is produced by Havoc from Mobb Deep, okay? And it has a whole different vibe to it. You know what I mean? Musically, it's a whole different. You get something different from it, okay? All right. The point that they were making was, did he steal the lyric? No. But is it what they're pointing out? What they've pointed out is the irony, all right, of, you know, how ironic is it? You know what I mean? And Buckshot, to his credit, you know, he didn't straight up say Jay was biting. He just was pointing out it seems kind of ironic. And Buck did point out there are people that run between both camps. You know what I mean? And he said, and he had examples. He's like, you know, you just got to wonder sometimes because it's not the first time it's happened. You know what I mean? And me, I'm a person that always looks at the underdog and tries to look at their point of view. You know what I mean? Is it really coming from jealousy or are they righteous with it? Like, do they really feel like they're getting slighted and they're being looked at like being jealous of something because the other man's the bigger dog? You know what I mean? It does work both ways. Sometimes the bigger dog is reaching out for the little man. You know, it works both ways is what I'm saying.
Well, wait a second. Here we go. There always has to be a Goliath to every single David, right?
Yes.
If Goliath and KRS-One and Buckshot of David in this instance, okay, Jay-Z is doing them a favor by even releasing a song like this, right? I mean, think about it. Why would we even be talking about this if it weren't for Jay-Z coming out with that song on his own, right?
You know, I'm not taking nothing.
No, I would never even know that KRS-One and Buckshot were making a record. But if they can stir up some controversy, then it's all good on them. Because the greatest thing that could happen to hip-hop right now would be a real nice battle between a legend like KRS-One and a scrappy underdog like Buckshot against Jay-Z. That would be hot. I would love to see that. And it would be strictly on record. It would strictly be on record because that's how these guys
talk.
I think that would be freaking sweet.
All right. Now listen, man. Right now we got a new thing. We got our warning music. The show's about to close out. We're going to lose you as soon as the show ends. So, Nut, thank you for coming through.
Yeah.
Thanks, honey.
It was definitely interesting conversation. Just hang until the show closes out, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Email us. Text us next time.
I want to listen to the end of it.
No, it's gonna close out. I don't think we're doing post show today, so unless you want us to get a hold of you in a sec. And we'll figure it out.
You know what? I can't do it either.
All right, people, conglomerate.podomatic.com. We'll try to be back in about a week. MySpace.com/skillsroll/theconglomerate. We on Twitter now, Twitter Double Dega Radio. And we be out.
Did you
We just got minutes. Chill the music on it.
What? Two girls, one cup?
Wow, I can't stop the music either. They suck.
Wow,
I
got it.
Yeah, well, I think we're still recording. I don't even know if we're still recording. I can't stop the Hulk music. He done walked off the cliff.
Can you hear me?
Yes, and they didn't cut you off either, so we may still be recording.
Fuck the police.
What did he say?
He said, fuck the police. Oh, that's funny. Man, but we are still, I guess we're still recording, man. So, I have no access to the board. We lost everything. Nut, you still with us, kid?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I know Sid's still with us. I don't know what he's doing, though. I think Sid, okay, for those that don't know, Sid's also, I guess, recording another section of it. So, this, I don't know where we're recording or how, what we're recording. Either way, we're still recording. We still got Nut on the phone, miraculously. I think we got into a very, very interesting conversation about Jay-Z. For anybody who really appreciates hip-hop, I don't understand how they could not feel that. And now I could really talk because I was trying to censor myself on the live show. So that's right, bitches. We really got into hip-hop. Big up enough for that one.
Thank you.
Goddamn devil's advocate.
I'm sorry.
Can you actually hear me now?
I'm sorry. Huh? What'd you say, Sid?
Oh, did that actually hurt you guys?
What? I can hear you now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, because I had to turn the mic off, that's why.
I'm sorry, but, like, I just think it's stupid for anyone to go after Jay-Z for a song anywhere near similar to their fucking song. It's an idea. You don't trademark, you don't have ownership over an idea. It sounds so petty. It's like, I came out with my auto-tune song voice.
Well, also, I'm not gonna keep right now. I mean, granted, this is a post game show, but yo, I'm not gonna keep on going with it. I mean, I put it like this. I said, you know, I'm basically, yo, man, this was, you know, you were coming from the red side, I was coming from the blue side, or if you want to be blue, you can be blue, and I'll be red. Don't matter. You know what I mean? That's it. We play Connect Four. I'm done with
it. Black. Black. Always been on black. Nerds.
What was that dude's name anyway? Does anybody remember that character's name?
Ogre.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't remember it during the show.
Robert Sapkowski. Sorry. That was
Ogre.
Yeah, otherwise known as Ogre.
Man, this dude played the only... What, is it me or throughout the 80s? Were there like only two actors that really excelled at being smart-ass, pampered, snotty, rich boy bad guys? Was this dude, I forgot, he was the one that played the head jock and Nerds.
Wait a second. Oh, you're talking about the guy from Married with Children.
Yeah, and then the other dude was a obvious prodigy.
You're forgetting Biff from Back to the Future, man. Biff was a piece of shit douchebag, man.
Biff was a piece of Biff tried, hey, let's be real. All right, Back to the Future, okay? If people don't realize, Back to the Future, Biff called one of the members of the black band a spook, one. Two, Biff tried to rape Lorraine, okay?
That's badass.
Wait, Ogre also was one of the good guys in Bloodsport, by the way.
Yes, he was. He was Frank.
Yeah, thank you. Very good.
But I'm just saying, though, Back to the Future, going to Back to the Future, there's a lot of shit there that now I watch as I'm older. I don't know about you guys, but when I rewatched it a couple years ago, certain things hit me that didn't hit me when I saw it all the way, even through my teenage years. Like the fact that he threw out a racial slur at the black band. Like, wow. Like, I didn't, like, throughout the whole movie, there was no racial slurs. But when that, I was like, wow, he just called them a spook. And then the fact that he's actually trying to technically rape a woman. You know what I mean? Like, that theme never hit me. that idea never caught on to me until my 20s. Either that or I'm a complete fucking retard. Someone give me the helmet. I'm going back on the short bus.
Nerds.
Nah, man. Short bus.
Sorry, I can't read them.
Listen, Back to the Future, there's a lot of subtle shit going on in here.
Tons.
I gotta say, man, I was watching Demolition Man.
Oh, please.
Nobody asked why.
Please do.
I was watching, yo, fuck y'all. Y'all watch some shitty movies too sometimes. I was watching
Demolition Man, Pops.
Because there was nothing else on. I was watching Demolition Man, and for some reason, I find it really ironic that there's an Arnold Schwarzenegger. I caught it when I first saw it years ago. When I watch it now, there's a Sly took a jab at Schwarzenegger. You know what I mean? Like a good natured, like he poked fun at him because they were boys, as we all know. In their failed venture known as Planet Hollywood. He talks about in the flick how President Schwarzenegger back in year whatever did some shit, and Stallone, because he was frozen, you know, he's playing the whole time travel role. He starts, you know, like, him? Like, how him? And this, that, and the other. How did he become president? Well, thanks a lot, Sly. You fucking jinxed it, dick. I just want to say that pointless
information. He can never be president
because
he's not a natural, he was not a natural born citizen.
Look at the big brain on nut.
So you
college
can,
did
you
do
could
you
just,
good.
You can just put away your animosity towards him. Alone, put that shit in the fucking box and put it in the garage somewhere. That shit don't belong.
Hey, don't worry about it. He gives me crap about the college thing too. So yeah, the only one here.
Oh, I give everybody. I give. It don't matter. Hey, man, I come
dude,
on here.
Yeah.
I come on here and I have torn my own self. I have torn myself a new asshole. I have put my life on public display when applicable. Okay.
Never applicable. Hey, that's a college word. You're fine. You don't need to find.
That's because I learned big words in the dictionary and then try to find a usage for them in everyday life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm one of those brothers. I'm one of those people that read the dictionary, think of a new word, and try to apply it. Yeah. I think this cheese is applicable to this ham sandwich.
I think the word you're using is vernacular. You like to use those words in your vernacular.
See, why you always got to hold the brother down? Already poking. See, why do you got to blow out my candle to make yours brighter? Why does it got to be about that?
Damn.
Nothing?
Damn.
I walked away from the mic. I'm sorry.
My old partner was just like, fuck it, he's going to go on a rant. Let me go.
All right.
All right, I
got to
head out. So this is
been
fun.
All right, we're ending this. Nah, because once you go, I'm going to go. Because I got children swamping me like vultures, everybody. Like I said earlier, I'm doing this show. I'm playing Mr. Mom. Ain't no mama up in the place. So they all swamping me. They've been waiting for me to get off this show for. I don't know who pulled whose hair.
Somebody
better
call
child
services because your ass ain't fucking being attentive. And by the way, it's 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock. Put your goddamn kids to bed, man. Shit.
Dude, there ain't no school. What the hell?
I don't give a shit. It's fucking 10 o'clock. What the hell are they doing up?
I know, right? For all I know, there could be a child in my dryer. There could be a child in the dryer. I don't even know. I will find out.
All the more reason to take their ass to bed.
Wow, Jonathan's gonna be a hell of a. See, Nut's a dad, but he's still a new dad.
I know. I'm so fucking with you because I know, like, 2 years, 3 years from now, I'll be like, whatever. It's 11 o'clock. You're still up.
Hey, you're making me feel alone again.
Listen.
No problem. Always looking to help out.
Hey, to the background.
Just listen. Just take your time, relax. The right woman's out there for you. She will find you. If she's worth it, she'll find you. Right?
Wow. You sounded like your mama.
I'm going to tell your story off the air, but we'll get into it probably some other time.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you. Everybody, we out. Y'all know all the links and shit. Mevio, Conglomerate, Blog Talk. Hell, we may even add another site or two in the next. Who the fuck knows? We figure out everything. All right. Twitter, that's right. Twitter, what is it? Bodega, Double Dega Radio or just Double Dega?
Twitter.com/DABodega.
That's it? Just Double Dega? The Bodega.
Wow, you got like 31, you're following 31 people, and you got 8 people following you, including me. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we big dogs in the world.
Marilyn, I am.
They're probably all pornographic bots. Who knows? Anyway, we out. All right. We're going to go. Later, everybody. Later, gentlemen.
Peace.
This thing is over.
Peace. I'm going to watch Two Girls, One Cup.